Daniel Craig takes on his last mission as Bond, James Bond. I'm Rob LaFrenz, and this is a review of the new film, No Time to Die.
Bond, any thug can kill. I have to know I can trust you.
Well, I understand 00s have a very short life expectancy.
Every time Bond tries to get out, something drags him back in. This time it's his old nemesis, Spectre.
James, fate draws us back together. Now your enemy is my enemy.
It's Craig's fifth turn as the British super agent, and supposedly his last, and he makes the most of it. I'm gonna say it, I think the opening sequence is one of the best ever. Top three even. I was riveted. No Time to Die delivers a top-notch story, along with the explosive and innovative action scenes Bond movies are known for. Craig is in top Bond form, as is the returning Léa Seydoux, who plays Madeleine Swann, Bond's love interest, definitely more than just a Bond girl. And new to the fold, Lashana Lynch is Nomi, a sassy new 00 agent trying to make her mark without Bond's help. Also new, wishy-washy Rami Malek as Lucifer Safin. It may have been the script, but he just didn't deliver the evil like I was hoping for, or like Christoph Waltz does as Spectre Head Blofeld. Like I said, the story and action all stand up, as does the amazing cinematography and just awesome locations. I want to take a Bond vacation tour. But be ready to settle in. No Time to Die takes a lot of time. This one clocks in at a totally unnecessary nearly 2 hours and 45 minutes, making it really tough to stay engaged. But even with the bloated time and the villain miscue, I give No Time to Die 4 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Catch the new Bond flick now, only in theaters. I'm Rob LaFrenz, and I'll see you at the concession stand.